Blackstone presents The Flowers of Evil by Charles Baudelaire, translated by Frank Pierce Storm. This book is read by Dennis Daly. Charles Baudelaire, A Study by Frank Pierce Storm, Part 1. Charles Baudelaire was one of those who take the downward path which leads to salvation. There are men born to be martyrs of the world and of their own time, men whose imagination carries them beyond all that we know or have learned to think of as law and order, who are so intoxicated with a vision of a beauty beyond the world that the world's beauty seems to them but a little paint above the face of the dead, who love God with a so consuming fire that they must praise evil for God's glory and blaspheme his name that all sects and creeds may be melted away, who see beneath all their ears of mortal loveliness the invisible worm, feeding upon hopes and desires no less than upon the fair and perishable flesh, who are good and evil at the same time. And because the good and evil in their souls finds a so perfect instrument in the refined and tortured body of modern times, desire keener pleasure and more intolerable anguish than the world contains, and become materialists because the tortured heart cries out in denial of the soul that tortures it. Charles Baudelaire was one of these men. His art is the expression of his decadence. A study of his art is the understanding of that complex movement, that inquietude of the veil in the temple, as Mallarmé called it, that has changed the literature of the world, and especially made of poetry the subtle and delicate instrument of emotional expression it has become in our own day. We used to hear a deal about decadence in the arts, and now we hear as much about symbolism, which is a flower sprung from the old corruption. But Baudelaire is decadence. His art is not a mere literary affectation, a mask of sorrow to be thrown aside when the curtain falls, but the voice of an imagination plunged into the contemplation of all the perverse and fallen loveliness of the world, that finds beauty most beautiful at the moment of its passing away, and regrets its perishing with a so poignant grief that it must needs follow it even into the narrow grave, where those dark comrades, the worms, without ears, without eyes, whisper their secrets of terror and tell of yet another pang.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?